Hey friends, having the ability to run Azure Machine Learning service pipelines from within your Data Factory pipeline enables you to repeatedly feed your ML experience with data from multiple sources. Gaurav is here to show how this enables batch prediction scenarios, such as determining sentiment or analyzing customer behavior patterns. I'm going to learn about how to do it today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Gaurav and we're going to talk more about Azure Data Factory pipelines. You're putting ML in my Data Factory. Like it's like putting your peanut butter in my chocolate. It just makes everything better.
Yes, so what we are saying is today we are announcing the integration with Azure Machine Learning Service. So a lot of times what we have heard from our customers feedback that they want to do predictive insights in with their data. So they want to enable predictive analytics, and they want to do that as a step in their data factory pipeline. So imagine a scenario where you're ingesting sales data from a bunch of sources, and then you're prepping the data, transforming the data, and then you want to call that machine learning algorithm to do pricing optimization, right? So you want to determine what pricing this product should have, and you have an ML model trained to do that. And you want to do that as a step in your pipeline. So what we are saying now is that this is possible now with the Azure Machine Learning Service integration. So you can use the best-in-class Azure Machine Learning Service to build your ML pipelines. And in those pipelines, you could have experiments. And now you can call those experiments as a step in your Data Factory pipeline to enable those predictive insights.
This is seems like the perfect, like obvious, like we should always have been able to do that. What a great idea.
Yes, so before that, customers were able to do that, but they had to write code for it, right? They had to use our extensible interfaces like custom activity to write code to call those machine learning algorithms, or use our web activity interface
call that,
or an Azure function. But now we are making that integration first class in Data Factory, where customers can just configure it and they'll be able to run those machine learning pipelines.
Fantastic, and I love the editor for going and generating these Data Factory pipelines, so I know that this is gonna look beautiful and be easy to run.
Yes, so if I were to show you how all of this works is, this is the Data Factory canvas, and once you start to build your pipelines, I have a pipeline tab, and here in the machine learning section, we have now this ML execute pipeline activity, which you can drag and drop. So what for this particular example, here we are trying to call a machine learning model that is classifying images, right? So we have a classifier and you pass it a raw image and it is going to label that image, whether it's a cat or a dog or a man or a woman. You can drag and drop the machine learning pipeline activity onto the canvas, and here now you can essentially call the machine learning experiments. So if you go in the settings tab, you can call the ML pipeline by just providing the ID. And over a period of time, we are making this experience better. So we're going to add a drop down, which will automatically list all the experiments that you have access to, pipelines that you have access to, and the corresponding experiments. So you don't have to type it. It will just be a pure selection. So here, now once you provide this, what this is doing is that it is essentially doing an image classification. So I have a trained model which takes some unlabeled images and labels those images. So if I were to show you this experiment in my machine learning workspace, it just takes some input images and gives the output, scores that, and says that this is the classified image. So, but now it is easy to use that as a step in your pipeline, right? So imagine in this particular case, I'm just showing this machine learning activity, but you could essentially come here and say that I want to use a copy activity to first get the data from a bunch of sources, and here we support now 87 plus connectors, so you can choose any of those 87 connectors to get the data. And once you do that, after that, you want to prep or transform the data and call this machine learning algorithm. So you can use this as a step in your pipeline. So I have one pipeline which I can show you right now which does this. So I have the sales analytics pipeline where we get data from a bunch of sources. We essentially then do some data preparation using the ranking data flow capability, do the transformation using mapping data flows, and then call a machine learning pipeline, which basically takes the feedback from the last step, passes it to the machine learning algorithm so that they can essentially set out the sales target for our sales professional for next year.
So then in this case, you're moving the data through the pipeline and it could modify a column, add a new column, present a new data set. And in this case, you're creating new data from old predictively saying, using historical data, I'm going to go and give them a new sales target. You can do it with images, with text, with numbers, anything machine learning can manage, you can do.
Exactly, right? Because we are using, we are just calling the Azure Machine Learning experiment over here, right? So anytime you go and use Azure Machine Learning to build any pipeline which can call any experiment, we can call that as a step in your Azure Data Factory pipeline now.
And this will scale? I mean, I can do this on gigabytes of data.
Absolutely right. So you can imagine that with Data Factory, you can ingest petabytes or
petabytes
of data into the lake, and then prep your data, transform your data, and call your machine learning algorithm with that data.
Fantastic. So somewhere out there right now, someone's watching this episode, and they've got a machine learning model, and maybe they've been using some of the other integration points. This is going to fit very, very nicely into their visual designer.
Absolutely right. Because earlier, like I said earlier, customers were essentially writing code to call those machine learning algorithms, but now with us enabling that as a step in your pipeline, it's super easy for them to just drag and drop this activity, call their machine learning algorithm, which they've already created, trained, and just do the batch scoring as part or as a step in their pipelines.
And this is available now?
Yes, so this is available now for customers to use. This is, we have full documentation in our Azure Data Factory documentation page on how we can use this machine learning activity. And as I mentioned, we're going to iteratively make this better and continue to listen to our customers.
Fantastic. Things just getting better with machine learning pipelines inside of your Data Factory pipelines. I'm learning all about it today on Azure Friday.